Yeah, man. Well, yeah, man. What about that action in the background there, man? Bo Diddley action again tonight on the Lost Discs radio show, man. Hey, this is Jim E. Knight here with you on March 18th of 2005. Dr. Doc Brown just stepped into the studio. Doc, we are on the air, and your microphone is now on. Would you care to say something to the people?
Hey, people. Yeah, I had five of. I guess I have to adjust my timepiece.
You know, we have this problem a lot, Doc. I don't know what it is with you, but like every time we stream our audio on the internet, you never seem to catch up on the buffering of the stream.
That's what it is.
It's
even when I'm live, it doesn't. Even when I'm right here alive, like not even when I'm listening to it.
Yeah,
somewhere else.
I don't know what's with that, but
it's bizarre.
Oh,
how long have we been on?
We're on like 2 minutes now, maybe. Huh. Over WBCQ, and sure enough, good old Tom up at the transmitter is working hard for us tonight. He's got us on the 7415 and the 5105 kilohertz transmitters, folks. And yes, we're live over these stations, over your friendly shortwave stations. Okay.
You seem to have a good signal tonight, eh?
We have a decent signal. See, propagation is coming back now on the shortwave radio.
The weird part about it is I'm listening to myself, but I'm here. Now I'm ahead of time. Now I'm no longer behind. I'm actually ahead of myself.
Yeah. Don't get ahead of yourself.
A little while ago I was behind. Now I'm ahead.
All right, so this is every time you come back around to the studios here, Doc, we reset your clock. You
all
see?
Right,
take you out back, knock some sense into you, reset the clock.
I gotta stop fainting. That's what it is.
Okay, that's not funny. Listen, people want to know. Inquiring minds are going to be asking tonight, Doc.
Yeah.
How is your flaming hoop of 2 weeks ago?
Well, we called it the fire brigade.
Is it cleared up now?
Yeah, we had to call the fire brigade. And no, it's not actually on fire anymore. Now it's just a slow burn. It's like an embers.
It's a controlled burn.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right. It's under control.
Well, folks, it's going to be some incredible action here tonight on the show, I guess. It's Lost Discs Radio Show is where you've stumbled onto. And we're going to specialize, I hope, once again, on giving you some obscure oldies out of the 50s and 60s, man. Okay, so the stuff that never hit the charts, the stuff that's on the B-sides of those records. And we're kicking it off again with Bo Diddley, only because it is still sort of celebrating the 50th anniversary of Bo Diddley laying down his first chops. Oh, man, that's scary in the background there. And we're not going to do a lot of Bo Diddley. We're just going to do a little bit here in the beginning. And then we're going to get in. We're going to have to count down our poll from our website of our record labels that we have at our Lost Discs radio show website. And it's on the internet, Doc. It's the only way you can go to the website now is on the internet.
Oh, really?
They changed that. It's the only way you can listen to the stream of the audio is on the internet now.
Okay.
They changed that. And then down farther, we're going to get into some sort of some St. Patrick's Day action, but probably the most exciting thing tonight, Doc. Do you remember on our last show that we were live like 2 weeks ago, we're talking about a guy from New York City who had emailed into the show even the previous week now, like 3 weeks ago now.
Is this another request that we were unable to get
no,
to?
No, we weren't. It's not that we were not unable to do it. It's that
it was the time thing again.
Right. This guy from New York City, and I looked up the email. His name is David. By the way, this guy named David in New York City apparently has a shortwave antenna rig. So even when the propagation skips out over New York and everything, he still gets the signal from WBCQ. Okay, fine. So he emailed in a couple weeks ago and said, you know, do you have anything by the Fugs? Do you have anything by Love? You know, Arthur Lee in that group Love.
All right, is this the time that I was...
You were on the phone line.
I was on the phone, all right.
Yeah, because you were so wasted we couldn't even find you.
I was phoning it in.
And so...
I think that was when the hoop started.
Yeah, nothing phony about that.
Oh,
but what happened there... Let's see. What happened there, Doc, was that One of the songs he asked for was a song by the Quicksilver Messenger Service. And it happens to be a song called Mona. Well, come to find out, that's a cover of a Bo Diddley song that Bo Diddley did back in the 50s. And what we want to do is we want to play both versions. We'll spin the Bo Diddley version back to back with...
Don't we have like a special little cart for that or something?
Yeah, it'll be a Lost Disc Radio Show instant replay.
An instant replay.
Well, the problem is we're not going to play it unless that guy emails back in and says that he's listening. And 2 weeks ago when we tried this, he never emailed in. So we didn't play it. And I said, okay, so we'll keep it on deck. Well, it's on deck. So if this guy emails in, we're going to put that on here after a little bit. So David in New York City, if you're listening to WBCQ tonight, this is Jimmy Knight calling you from the Lost Discs Radio Show. And folks, you can get in on this email action. Doc Brown will give you the email address. Do it, Doc.
That would be the Lost Discs Radio Show.
Okay, now see, he's got his mouth full of beer nuts. So try it again. Lost at WBCQ.
Lost at BCQ.org.
No. It's you and me, man. It's dot us.
Lost at WB. How about this one? Lost at BCQ.gov.
That'll take you to a very, very uneasy place.
No, what is it again? Lost at BCQ.
No, lost at WBCQ.us.
US, that's what it is.
Okay? So get in on the emails tonight, and if that guy emails in, we will spin those songs for him, and if not, we'll have fun filling the time. And in the meantime, let's get into just a little bit more of the Bo Diddley action tonight, folks. Here he comes, man. Exclusively on Lost Discs Radio Show tonight.
I was driving home on the boulevard late one night when I spied a guy over on the corner bumming all alone. Now as I passed him by, I heard him holler out, "Hey!" Slow down and see what he said. He hollers, by any chance, are you going my way? I said, why, sure, baby, hop on in and give me a cigarette. Just then he reached down in his pocket, and that was the moment I regret. He hollered, reach for the sky. I said, but I don't understand, sir. Don't try no monkey business. I've got a stopper in my hand. And then he says, look here, you see this here I got in my hand? This is a .38 pistol built on a .45 frame. Shoots tombstone bullets and a ball and chain. He said, now I ain't trying to shake you up, but I just want you to know, if the cops start to crowd me in it, you're gonna be the first to go. So now look here, don't even look back. You just drive on just like ain't nothing happening. That's what he told me. He wouldn't even let me look back at nothing. He said, when I get to that red light, he wanted me to go to my left and then jump back to my right. He says, now, I want you to drive up in that alley. Not that alley, that one over there. And cool it behind that liquor store. And keep a sharp lookout at all times while I sneak in that back door. That's what he told me. He said, keep my foot on that gas and always be on guard. Cause when he come running out there with all that money, he wanted me to mash on it real hard. He said, now, don't let him come out of there and find me a double cross. Because he murder when he eats on.
Move up a little bit, man, for we want to take your place.
And then this guy come running out of the store with the money in his hand and says, oh, there you are. He made a mistake in the dark and ran and leaped in the police car. When they put the handcuffs on him, I said, child, him. And then they said,
yeah, we gonna put him so far back in jail this time till they gonna have to pump air into him.
Hey, I better get out of here before I get killed. I'll see you later.
Well, I'm a road runner, baby. See me coming down the street, baby. A road runner, baby. I'm always green and sweet. Boys having fun with more boys than I'm with. Road runner, baby. Can't you see the way I like to walk?
That I could have been driving along the highway and bam, the end of the world.
Oh, Jenny, Bob, Jenny, where you been?
Round the world and gone again.
Oh, Jenny, Bob, Jenny, where you stay?
In Philly at night and New Orleans in the day.
Oh, Jenny, Bob, Jenny, where you
cafe on Rambo Street.
Did you kill a nanny goat
to make my baby a Sunday coat?
Is it true you bought that cat?
Yes, to make my baby a Sunday hat. Because I killed him with my bare hand.
So,
Mr.
Jenny,
Bob,
Jenny, where you been? So, yeah, this post gonna take about a 2-bar reset.
Why, Jenny, call you being a rock and roll?
DJ say I got so much soul.
Is it true that the women
well, some of them knew and some of them came.
Why do the women bow at your feet?
Just to hear me holler, hey, Bo Diddley.
One more question before you go.
Well, what else, Joey, would you like to know?
Is it true you bought a cat?
Well, if I was coming to get back.
Why, this king's fine, but is it not guilty? Case dismissed.
Yeah, he's not guilty, man. The Bo Diddley action tonight on the Lost Discs radio show. He's not guilty. And before that, of course, it was Ron and Ellie J. And their version of Roadrunner, you know, that's a Bo Diddley standard, Roadrunner. And before that, we sort of kicked it off there with Bo Diddley and the Cops and Robbers tune. And the quote from Bo Diddley on that is, "They had me singing like a sissy on that one." That's an actual quote, man. He was not necessarily proud of that track, but we played it anyway tonight, man, on the show for you.
I honestly can't believe you have enough Bo Diddley to fill up two whole shows.
Yeah, man. Whatever. We do what we can. You know, we don't make apologies or excuses for anybody around here. We could do anything. We could do anything about anybody if we were given enough of a challenge. And we are coming to you live tonight on March 18th of 2005. Ladies and gentlemen, if you're hearing it actually on the shortwave radio, get in on the email now. But see, the problem is that assumes that you can get on a computer to email us. It would be like this: lost@wbcq.us. And we would look to hear from you sometime tonight. And otherwise, you can always stick it. You can always stick it, Doc, in the analog mail.
No, I know that one.
Do that one for me. Right. Okay, now hurry up. I'm queuing up a record for you.
Sure, that would be the Lost Discs Radio P.O. Box at P.O. Box 157 in North Haven, Connecticut, 06473 of the USA. That's an easy one to do, and it works. We know it works because Dennis Rock continues to send us things on a regular basis.
We do
still up and running.
We do continue to get postcards from Dennis Rock of Enfield, Connecticut. Man, if there's any way he's hearing it, because we are getting a quality signal from WBCQ here where our studios are in Connecticut, off of the 5.105 transmitter.
Well, just a short while ago, the last postcard he sent, he said he hasn't heard it for 6 months because he's not getting a signal.
The guy's a pessimist. Doc, face facts.
Maybe he needs a bigger antenna.
All right. Now, speaking of things like that, Doc, it's time to count down the fantastic poll of record labels from our Lost Discs radio show website. And tonight we are going to do the honors. We're going to give the honors to Trixie. Now, Trixie, now this is true. People think we make up these names. I don't know why they would think that. Chesty's college friend now. This is true. Chesty, our college intern, who's been with us now for four semesters. And by the way, this is it. At the end of this spring semester now, Doc, she's out of here. So, you know, stock up while you can.
Well, that just means that we have to start paying her.
Yeah. Well, we're going to look into that. I'm actually talking with Alan Wiener about that. You know, because the guy's name's Wiener and Lost Discs radio show, and her name's Chesty. I figure we can work out a compromise somewhere. Now, in the meantime, Trixie is on board, and Trixie is going to help us out with the results from the poll. So what you do, folks, is you get on that internet thing again. Now, people, I cannot stress that enough. You must get on the internet if you want to go to these websites and do this email. And what you would do is you would get on the computer there and type it in lostdiscs.cjb.com. Okay? Now, that's one way of getting there. Lost Discs. You got to spell the word discs with a C. Charlie Juliet Bravo at CJB.com. And if you get there, of course, Dr. Doc Brown will tell you, just go on the Google. Do a Google search for Lost Discs radio show.
It always comes up like in the first two or three.
It'll come up in the first couple hits there. But you got to spell the word discs with a C. All right. Now, Trixie, here we go. People have voted now over the past month on the three old record labels from the 1950s and 60s that we had up on the poll. Okay? There you go.
Okay.
All right. And you give us – I have the first one queued up on the turntable. What we'd like you to do is tell us the name of the record label and what kind of votes it got and what percentage of the vote that would be. Go ahead.
Okay. That would be Squire has that 2000 –
Wait a minute. 2,000 votes for the Squire Records label? Come on.
Well, there.
It took me a long time.
Well, there's a two, but it can't just be two, right?
Two. All right. Well, okay. This will be our last program for the Lost Days Radio Show. Oh, jeez. Trixie, The Squire Records label got how many votes?
Numbers are hard. Two. Two.
It only got... See, that's the remarkable thing is it only got two votes. And she couldn't believe that it actually got so low of a number of people voting for this record, okay? And what percentage of the vote would that be?
That's 11%.
Okay. And this turns out to be a kind of a cool record. It's a little bit square and a little bit cool at the same time. Folks, it's a group called the Anglo-Saxons. Now let's check this out.
Lost Discs Radio.
Play speak number
10987654.
Yeah, and they're giving you the brown-eyed handsome man. Check this out, man.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Anglo-Saxons.
Judges laughed, called up the district attorney, said, "Beat and found that man. If you want your job, you better beat and found that man." Flying across the desert in a GWA, I saw a woman walking across the sand. She'd been a walking 30 miles in rooms about me to meet a brown-eyed handsome man. Her judgment measure was a brown-eyed handsome man.
For the Anglo-Saxons, apparently that's a live recording off the Squire Records label, which came in third place on the poll at our website. And you know, the Squire Records label was kind of cool. I'm surprised it didn't finish higher. It's got a horse and a guy on it, like jousting, you know, with a big long sword and everything. It's pretty nifty. It's pretty nifty. So the Squire Records label, though, could only manage two votes. People did it. They went on the internet. They went to our website. I'm sorry, Doc. Go ahead.
Oh, no color to it, just black and silver, black and gray.
It's like a dark purple, Doc. It's like a dark purple with silver letters. It's got to count for something. Come on.
Yeah, no, people like the multicolored ones.
The multicolored ones get more excitement. Hey, people are emailing in. While I'm queuing up the next record, let's check this out. It's Dave. Oh, okay. I thought it was that guy from New York City, but it's not. A guy named Dave is in Geneva, Illinois tonight. And he's got a righteous signal booming into Geneva, Illinois tonight. That's the best he's had in a long time. He's got 40 dB over an S5, man, on his S meter off a shortwave radio. And, he's digging that kind of action tonight on the Lost Discs radio show. Something else Something else came in from Bill in Eastern Arizona. Bill in Arizona getting off of 7415 also. Getting no signal on 5105 there tonight. I got some interference there. Yes, we do have echo on the microphone. Is that bothering you? I'll turn that down. He says that the echo on the microphone is bugging him maybe a little. I don't know. We have too much echo on my voice, Doc. How about you?
My echo was running at about 5 minutes before.
Hey, you know what? He wants to hear. Now, he says, do we have any 80s garage band? And I'm thinking to myself, well, no, we probably are not going to be able to play any 80s garage band.
Oh, we have.
No. But then I
look
closely, and he's asking for a group called Kenny and the Casuals. Yeah. I've got a record by Kenny and the Casuals. They're not an 80s group. They're a 60s group. And if I'm telling you that Kenny and the Casuals, casual spelled with a K, so far as I know, is a mid-60s garage band group. We've got it. I'll see if we can dig it out before the hour is over. But if we're going to do that, we got to keep on moving. Trixie has the results for the number 2 record label at the poll from our website.
So this isn't a 5,000, it's 5, right?
It's just a 5. Okay. How many votes did this... What's the name of the record label first?
Don L.
Yeah?
Yeah. 29%. That sounds better than 5.
Okay, the Don L Records label now. Sort of a yellow, black and thing label. With a sword on it. See, that's the thing. There was like a theme there. And it's the Don L label getting 5 votes. Right? Is that right, Trixie?
5. Yes, 5. Okay. And 3 more than 2.
Well, okay. Check your math. And tonight, folks, it is an incredible girl group sound by Lady Fox and the Foxettes. Let's see if we can dig this action here, man, tonight.
Lost Discs Radio.
Play speak number
10987654 3.
Oh, yeah, we're getting set for number 1 here tonight on the Lost Discs radio show. But that was number 2, the Don L Records label, man. Giving it to us from Lady Fox and the Foxettes.